Welcome to Neuroplasticity. This is the module that's really going to set the stage for every other concept that we talk about. So you might find yourself wondering, how is this going to apply to different modules that you're teaching in your curriculum? So you might be focusing on vaping, and then nutrition, and then sex ed, and then mental health, and then healthy friendships or healthy relationships. And the reality is that what I want to kind of plant the seed with is that every single thing we do in life, every decision that we make, is really about the firing that's happening in our brain. It's about the cells that are coming together. And I think that is such a pivotal concept to understand and for young people to understand, because I think if more people understood this, we would have a deeper understanding of what's actually happening around us in the world today. So next slide. So as we talk about neuroplasticity, it's important to realize that we're not actually talking about plastic or this idea of recycling, but that we're really talking about the fact that the brain is moldable, it's changeable, it's bendable. Next slide. The most important thing for young people to understand around this concept is that your life shapes your brain. So from the day that you are born, everything that happens to you, everything that is a part of you, is going to shape how you see the world and how you think about things. So every aspect of your identity, things that you're exposed to, the culture, your family, your religion. And that also includes the thoughts that come into your head, the messages that are given to you from the people around you, the media that you were exposed to, your birth order and your family. All of these things are shaping your brain. And as the next slide talks about, because all humans have a different experience, their brains are going to be different. So we all know nature versus nurture, not same, that there aren't aspects of who we are that are just innate, but that they estimate that about 70% of who we are all of those aspects. And so as you look at the world around you and you think about how divided we are, I often hear people say things like, well, how could they see that way? You know, why don't they get that? How could they do that? Why do they see things so differently? And I hope that you walk away with a deeper understanding that who we are and how we see the world, we could be thinking that way where life granted us a different experience. And so I think that's going to be helpful not only as you're thinking about health and the decisions that young people make with their bodies, but also the relationships in their life and how they treat people and how they think about what they want the world around them to look like. So next slide, you're going to hear this quote a lot. It's by Rick Hansen. There's going to be a whole PowerPoint dedicated to the work that he's done. And he has this quote that I really like, and it says, all mental activity is based on underlying neural activity. So let's move on to the next slide and really take a step back so that we can understand, well, what does he mean when he says all mental activity is based on neural activity? Next slide. So if you're watching this, you're going to see the picture of the slide. If you're listening in your car, you're going to want to go back and make sure that you look at some of these pictures of the neuron, because this is going to be really pivotal for young people understanding these concepts, because you're going to be looking that you have the cell body and then you have these dendrites that are on the end. I kind of think of it like an airport where there's tons and tons of actually exits, places where planes are arriving, planes are leaving, and then you have the axon terminals and there's less of them. And so those are some very basic concepts that we want young people to be able to understand, is to just label those parts of the cell. And that a neuron is essentially just a cell in the brain that communicates information from one part of the brain to the other. So as we move on to the next slide, we're going to want to ask the question, well, how do these neurons communicate with each other? So it's not like a telephone, but in some ways it actually kind of is. So the next slide talks about synaptic transmission. So those axons release from one cell and they bind to the receptors of the receiving dendrite. So I think of that like Legos. So if you have one cell, the axons are going to bind to another cell with their dendrites. And then that same cell with the dendrites is going to have an axon that's going to bind to another cell with their dendrites, and on and on and on. So Legos are a really great way to explain that concept to someone, because they've got both receiving and then giving on the ends. So the next slide just really goes over what a synapse is. And there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these in our brain. And this is really about where two neurons meet. So to explain it to kids on the next slide, one of the things that you want to be able to explain to them is that pathways are being formed all the time. So as you're walking through a path, if you were going to a park, if they were to walk down that same path every single day, it's a repeated behavior. Not only is it going to get worn down, but it's going to get easier and easier to do without conscious thought. So the first time you picked up a pencil and you were trying to write a letter, you had to really think about that. You know, by the time you practiced it by the end of kindergarten, it got a lot easier. By the time first grade, second, third grade came around, you're not really thinking about that anymore. And there's functions in the brain that just automatically happen, like breathing. We don't have to think about that. Once we learn to walk, we're not really thinking about that. But then there's things like riding a bike. If you take a yoga class, if you learn to play the violin, if you become a painter, all of these sorts of things are about repeating that behavior and doing it over and over and over again until you don't really have to think about it. So if you talk to someone that's a professional athlete, they aren't going to have to think about the same things that a five-year-old is going to think about when they're first learning to play soccer. That professional athlete has developed the pathways in their brain that allow them to do it without thinking about it in the same way. So in other words, on the next slide, what fires together wires together. So what that means is every time these synaptic connections happen between the two neurons, they're going to continue to wire together. And that works for us or that works against us. So if you are firing together and wiring together that I'm really good at soccer and I believe that I can do this, then that belief system is going to continue to wire in your brain, which is also going to make you more likely to be able to practice the sport of soccer. And as you practice it, you're actually going to wire the physical ability together in your brain. So when we go into the team brain class, it's going to talk a lot about why it's so pivotal based on what's happening in the team brain, that they actually learn things now because they are ripe for learning new skills and new thought processes as well. So to kind of simplify that, we have brain cells that communicate with one another via synaptic transmission. One cell releases a chemical, which is a neurotransmitter, for example, dopamine, and the next brain cell absorbs it. And this process is known as neural firing. So as the next slide shows, we have our Robin and Batman GIF showing that I think I'm getting this. So hopefully by this point, if you were showing this with students, they would really understand kind of some of those very basic brain concepts. So let's go back on the next slide to all mental activity is based on underlying neural activity. So here's what we know. Every thought, action, and behavior is based on neurons connecting. That's it. It is as simple as that. The more you think about it, the more it fires. The more it fires, the more it wires into easily accessible pathways into the brain. So think about the next slide where it says, why does this matter for our students? So if you're looking at this, this is a GIF from the TV show Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And so she's talking about how Kimmy is bad at math. And so the character in the show really starts to believe that she is just not good at math. And as we move on to the next slide, you know, you see her talking about one of the other students in her class, who is this guy named Dang, and that she talks about he's really good at math. And I think it's a great example to show that what we believe about ourselves and how we see other people starts to program into our brain. So it's kind of a fun way, and you'll see me referring to media a lot because I think that you can have kids look at stories, TV shows, songs that they're listening to really think about what are the thought processes that they see wiring into different characters' brains. So one of the last two slides, let's finish up thinking about how habits that they set up now will carry with them. So if you want, you can pause here. You could write some of these things down, but really think about what are your hopes for your students in the long term? What kind of habits do you want them to set up? What are the three key things you want them to wire in their brain from your class? And what three beliefs do you want them to have about themselves? So as you think about how to integrate some of the brain science, think about these questions that you want to give to your students. So that as you go through each unit, whether you're talking about nutrition, whether you're talking about sex ed, whether you're talking about drugs and alcohol or the amount of sleep that you get, you can really start to get them thinking about what do you want them to wire in their brain? You know, what are the hopes that you have? And then how are you going to take some step backs to get them to that point? So just to summarize and finish up with the slideshow, I'll just read through some of these main points that the thoughts, behaviors, and experiences shape the brain throughout our life. Neurons are the cell bodies in the nervous system that transmit information. Neurons communicate through synaptic transmission. Chemical messengers, also known as neurotransmitters, release from neurons, transmission through synapses. Neurotransmitters release from the axon, and bind to the receptors of the receiving dendrite. And neurons that fire together wire together. The more you repeat that behavior, the stronger the connection becomes. And that the brain has the capacity to create new neural connections and grow neurons in response to our thoughts and experiences. So not only what fires together wires together, we can recreate those same pathways. So as you finish up this PowerPoint and you want to think about what's super important, have them walk away understanding our experiences shape us, but then they also have the ability to regrow new pathways and that they have some power there. So as you end this, think about what ideas do you have for teaching this content to your students throughout the different units.